Thanks for checking out this ProVest Perspective podcast, Short Take.
As I told you last week on the ProVest Short Take, the Social Security system is in a crisis. The Social Security Trust Fund is set to run out of money just 8 years from now, which will reduce all the monthly benefits paid out to just 76% of what we're getting today. But there may actually be a proposal on the table for solving the Social Security crisis. You see, under current law, Congress cannot reduce or delay benefits, which makes it kind of ironic when President Biden said in the State of the Union address this year, as well as last year, that he's not going to touch Social Security. What he meant by that is he doesn't want to cut anybody's benefits. But what he is in effect actually saying is that by not touching Social Security, he is actually guaranteeing a 24% benefit cut 8 years from now. I don't think that's what he meant or had in mind, but that's how it's going to work out if something isn't done about it. Somebody is going to have to deal with this subject, and no president, and not just a current one, but going all the way back to Reagan, has ever touched it. Reagan was the last guy who dealt with Social Security. But since then, nobody in Congress or the White House has offered any solution to this problem. And who can blame them? You don't get elected by promising to cut benefits or raise taxes. But maybe I'm wrong about this, because now suddenly we do have some action. I have to admit, I am surprised by it, because after all, this is an election year. So kudos to the Republican Study Committee. The committee consists of 80% of all the Republican members of the House of Representatives. It's the largest caucus in Congress, and the Republican Study Committee has just called for an increase in the Social Security retirement age. They are proposing that the eligibility for you to get benefits, that it be tied to your life expectancy. They're also calling for reduced benefits for top earners who aren't near retirement, and a phase out of benefits for the country's highest earners. This is going to become an election issue, and there's going to be a fight with President Biden over it. Remember, in his State of the Union, he said, to quote, "If anyone tries to cut Social Security, Medicare, or raise the retirement age, I will stop you." Yikes. It's worth noting that Donald Trump has not offered any declarative position on this issue. Bottom line, the Republican Study Committee wants to cut spending on Social Security by $1.5 trillion over the next decade. They say this isn't really cuts because it won't affect anybody who is in or near retirement right now. So the fight is officially on. I fully support the concept of increasing the age for when you can become eligible for Social Security retirement benefits for people who are right now far from retirement. You know, people in their 20s or 30s or 40s, and that would be my children. Let's not upend the expectations that people near retirement have about when they're going to be eligible to start getting their Social Security benefits. And let's not harm anybody already retired. But if you're basically 20 to 40 years away from age 62, clearly we need to make some changes. The system was never designed to pay benefits to so many people for so many years. Remember when they created the system back in 1935, you were supposed to retire at 62 and then be dead at 65. You were not supposed to retire at 65 and be alive at 105. The system was never designed to pay so much money and so strong a level of benefit to so many people for so many years. It's simply unaffordable. And if we don't fix it, then there won't be any money for anybody at all. So we clearly have to make some changes. Higher taxes, as well as delays in benefits, and reduction in benefits for the wealthiest people, so that the poorest can get the benefits they need. I mean, does Warren Buffett really need his Social Security check? I don't really think so. And we need to recognize that fixing Social Security is both essential and it's unavoidable. Like I said, if we do nothing, then all benefits for all retirees, including the current ones, those benefits are going to get cut 24% starting in about 8 years. We cannot be in denial about this. You might not want to watch as you see the truck barreling down the highway straight at you. But just because you're not looking doesn't mean it's not going to smash right into you. So kudos to the Republican Study Committee for getting this debate started. I'm thrilled that now, finally, those conversations are going to happen. The fight's going to be ugly, but it will, in the end, lead to a compromise. And that's how politics is supposed to work. I'm Noel B. Swain, CFP, and that's the ProVest Short Take for today.
Make sure to subscribe to the ProVest Perspective podcast so you never miss an episode.
These are the opinions of Noel Swain, CFP, and not necessarily those of Cambridge, and are for informational purposes only. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. ProVest Wealth Advisors and Cambridge are not affiliated. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Investing involves risk. Depending on the type of investments, there may be varying degrees of risk. Investors should be prepared to bear loss, including total loss of principal.